When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We need to talk. This is the weirdest thing. How did we get on this? We're talking about school lunches.
Oh,
and oh my God,
yes.
There's two of you in the room.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up.
There is a story of like what kids want in their lunches, and it's like they want spaghetti was like one of the things listed.
You know,
and I'm like,
that's a tall order. How? Well, leftover.
Yeah, but then it wouldn't be warm, so you want cold
there's
spaghetti?
There's microwaves in cafeterias.
Yeah, I think you can take your lunch and microwave
it.
I have never seen that.
Or you put it in a thermos. Remember when you would get sent to school with soup when you were younger and it would be in a, not Slacker, he hates soup. But my parents would send it in like a thermos and it would stay warm.
You had soup for lunch at school?
Yeah, it got very cold in California.
So then did you drink it out of the thermos or do you pour it?
You had a spoon. I think it was like the thermos
the lid
became a little bowl. So you would pour it into there and then you had a spoon and then you could drink what was left.
Okay.
Honestly, elite. I want to start bringing a thermos of soup in.
I don't know. Walking to the microwave, it's like a power move.
It is.
In front of everybody.
There really was in your middle school?
Yeah.
There were at least two, if not more.
I don't even like using the microwave here at work. What if someone's in there and then I have to make small talk?
There's a hidden one in this hallway.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, same.
That's fantastic.
Maybe you could eat in the hallway too.
No.
I think I'm good. I like having a table.
Here's the thing. It got us kind of talking about, I can't even believe I'm going to say this. Like we're waxing nostalgic about some of the school lunches that are
like,
good.
Think about the pizza.
It's so bad.
Mm-hmm. It's so bad. It's good.
Yeah.
I know, but it's like, and I don't really believe in that because people go, oh, pugs are so ugly. They're cute. And it's like, no, they're just ugly. And the pizza, like now, have you gone back to a school? Because I think it's one of those things where you're thinking it's good.
I don't know if we're allowed to go back.
There are restraining
orders
for some of us on the show, but like you guys could probably go.
Yeah.
It's kind of a blanket order.
My sister was an elementary school teacher for several years and she would be on vacation with us and be like, I really miss those school lunches because she would get hot lunch like every couple days. If they had the enchiladas, apparently.
School's enchiladas.
Apparently.
We called them Crispitos.
That's different.
It's different than the
That's a flauta or a taquito in the real world.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Crispitos.
I remember when they changed. It used to have the shredded cheese melted on. And then one time we got it and it came with a little plastic bag of cheese. Like
and you
the
did
nacho
it yourself.
Cheese.
Yeah.
And you,
oh.
and you had to put it yourself. And it was like, what's going on?
Oh, you were mad at that.
Yeah. I was like, what?
We deserve melted
cheese.
Yeah,
melt the cheese.
Yeah.
Especially because you get double lunch. They would do a lunch count at the beginning. And if it was a good day, you'd say, I want two.
Wow.
Pizza,
how,
for sure.
What are you talking?
Like, what?
So there was just not enough people eating or something and that you could get?
Yeah, because we went to it was a private school. So we just kind of, they would drop the food off at the public school. And then it'd be like, and how many do you guys want? And so they'd need to do a count every morning. You're like, who's getting lunch? And they would mark everybody. And you'd have to say, like, I want two. And they would punch your ticket twice.
Wow.
You ate two lunches?
Yeah, like a lot.
You had time to eat.
And you just got to request that?
Yeah. Because then you paid for it because they would punch your card twice.
Oh, my gosh. Were your parents pissed?
I would be so mad.
It's like all of a sudden, two slices of pizza? Oh, my gosh. How could the 17-year-old eat that?
Oh, I didn't realize you were that old when this was happening.
I was picturing like a third grader.
You kept eating hot lunch in high school?
All through high school, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Crispitos?
That's a crazy thing because my high school had hot lunch. I don't think I had it once.
You went off campus and went to 7-Eleven or something and got a French bread pizza.
How'd you know we had a 7-Eleven across the street?
That's what we did.
Or my dad would pack my lunch every time. Oh. PB&J on white bread, Diet Coke, and he would either put like like gummies or tortilla chips because that was just the sides he had. What? I was a 17-year-old girl and he was still packing my lunch.
You're talking,
but it was so
you're talking
sweet.
Like Welch's fruit chews or something?
Yeah, it was just like, okay. It was just That's the cute. Thing he did because my parents were divorced.
Did he think you were 10?
He might still think I'm 10.
PBJ is not, you have no street cred as a high school chick.
PBJ on white bread?
It's classic.
PBJ on white bread.
I understand you could stop making the hand signal of holding a sandwich. Relax. But like, it's,
have you ever seen one?
It doesn't that
with, like,
scream
the Welch's grape jelly? You know what I'm talking about. Ooh, I could
but
go
that's
for
exactly
one right now.
What a 5-year-old eats. I don't feel
it's
like
timeless.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Diet Coke makes it a little more Sex in the City, but other than that, it's still a PB&J.
In a brown bag. He always had brown bags.
Oh, really?
Yeah, shout out to my dad.
Did they formerly have like a liquor bottle in them or something? Like, was he just
No, they were lunch bags. It was like he bought them at, you know, when the divorce happened, and it was a big bag of them, so he just kept. Yeah, I could cry, but
okay,
that's fine.
Here's what I think we should do. Will you call us and tell us your, like, it can be weird things that your parents packed for you, like that.
Mm.
I guess that wasn't even weird. It's if your parents were
pretty
putting
average.
In.
I don't know that we were allowed to bring soda. That is kind of weird to me.
Oh, like, we can freeze
high
a soda.
School?
Yeah.
No. They like took. I remember them taking the vending machines out of the cafeteria.
It was, but then you could still bring your own in your little brown bag. They don't check in your brown bag.
I don't know. I mean, maybe my parents were just saying that to me then. I don't know.
But I also want to focus on the hot stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you miss? The crispitos. What would you go double on?
Weird. This has got to work. Weird school lunches is what we're talking about. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
I don't remember getting a lot of hot lunches in school, but I also don't remember them being packed. I think I just like blacked out. But the one hot lunch that I do remember are the two. They were like mozzarella sticks, but they were
what?
Kind of, they were bigger. They weren't super round. They were definitely flat on the bottom, and it almost looked like a baked ravioli.
What on earth?
I think I know what you're
talking
about.
Are you
talking
about like manicotti or something?
No.
It was mozzarella inside?
It was definitely like mozzarella sticks, but they were
on the school lunch menu?
And they were and they huge? Would give you a size. Yeah, they were massive, like this big.
Yeah.
And then there were two. Hot pocket size.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
They were delicious.
They were good, yeah.
And you think about them.
Did you dip them in like marinara sauce? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
That's a double day.
I'm gonna
that would be a double day.
Did you guys
for sure.
like the weird peas?
Huh?
No.
See, I don't remember there
the
being
peas
vegetables.
Were the color of Aaron's shirt. So a real pea is green, right? And Aaron's shirt's got that like split pea soup, like that. You ate a pea yesterday and you just barfed it.
Okay.
That color. Like it's been it's biled up.
Never gonna look at this shirt.
Yeah, it does look like that. Your shirt looks like somebody barfed up peas. Okay. Okay. They're no nutritional value. They're horrifying, but I think about them.
You do?
Oh my God. Because
they're like pea mush.
They are. You put it in your mouth and you don't, like, toothless. You just shove it against her. You're like.
The good news is you could probably get that again someday when you.
Okay. When I am toothless. The other thing I remember is there was a dessert that almost killed me every single time.
Oh, it was a dessert.
Oh, yeah. What?
I don't remember having desserts.
Is it the ice cream cup?
Nope.
With the wooden,
wooden spoon.
The ice cream cup.
Oh, that would kill me. I wouldn't be able to eat it.
No,
okay.
You mean good. Because you loved it? No, you hated it.
Nope. Oh.
No, it
literally physically almost killed me.
Oh.
A dessert.
Brownie. Powdered sugar on top.
Oh, yeah.
And if you bring it to your mouth and inhale, it cuts off. It goes, the powdered sugar just cuts off your breathing entirely. And your brain has to do a full reboot to start breathing again.
You know. You also could have just learned how to eat it.
But you just get so excited. You're like, ooh, the brownie. And you're like, every single time they served it.
Delicious.
So I was.
Yeah.
That didn't happen to anybody else?
I don't remember there being desserts. Yeah, I truly just remember the mozzarella sticks.
You didn't have a dessert on your plate?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. Did you guys ever do the like snack break when you could buy the Otis Spunkmeyer cookies and they were just raw? They were just raw in the middle.
The what?
What?
She's making up words.
Otis
Spunkmeyer. They would give you like a pack of four for a dollar and they were cooked, but no, the center is gooey, gooey, gooey.
Erica gets wound up, I get scared.
Yeah. Well,
do they still make them?
I bet.
You can buy them in bulk.
Otis Spunkmeyer.
And like the dough, and then so you take home and bake.
Oh, man.
Also my OnlyFans name.
Like,
Okay. Weird school lunches, packed or hot. What do you miss? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about school lunches, and we're making Erica make lots of really weird faces when she talks about... You get
PB&J.
Hack, you had one that you didn't get to talk about?
I did, yeah. My buddy Raj, his parents owned a bunch of hotels, and they were working at them all the time. Like, they built it. They were always working. So he was kind of on his own a lot, and so he would pack his own lunch, and he would just go to... what they used to stock the vending machines and put like three or four candy bars in a bag.
And that was
his lunch?
And bring it in, yeah. We were all so jealous of him. It was the best lunch ever.
That makes me sad.
No, just be sad for me. I didn't have any candy in mine. He had four.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't trade.
No,
he wouldn't.
He wouldn't trade for your stupid pizza or your taquitos or...
No, a bag of squished Fritos?
Alex...
Yay.
School lunch. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so school lunch for middle school and high school is really interesting for me. I learned in middle school that you could volunteer to serve the hot lunches. And in return, you got free lunch.
Yeah.
Do you get free double lunch like TIAC?
Nailed it. Exactly. Doing like the really good stuff. I was getting down and dirty on that stuff. Like,
what are some others? Because I don't remember what they serve.
The whole kernel corn was it for me. Like, their whole kernel corn recipe. And what they do is they like put like three sticks of butter in that bad boy and then pepper it up and salt it, and you're just on your way to heart disease. It was amazing.
Like, you're just like, fire me up on that corn. I'm going to slop some food on these.
Okay,
but the best part is that my mom had no idea I was serving lunch this entire time, so she was giving me money for hot lunch all throughout middle school and high school.
And then you were eating double lunch for free.
Yeah, precisely. Yeah,
you're an entrepreneur right now or something, right? You own a huge company because you're a genius.
I own a side by side duplex, and I owner occupy it, and I only pay $600 a month for it. So
you know how to dip,
my man.
Dip.
I like where your head's at.
Oh my God. I love this. Thank you for the call, man. Can I post a show idea right now?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think, I know what we said, there's restraining orders. Do you think there is a school that would let us come?
And serve lunch?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to serve lunch. Oh. Okay, if we serve, can we eat?
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, we don't want to serve it because they're not going to like us. They're going to be like, you know that weird conversation where somebody's like, what do you do? It's like, I'm in radio. It's like, oh, I don't listen to radio. Every single kid's going to do that.
But what if we did some sort of event for them? Like, we had a carnival and then we served lunch.
Jesus, can we just, all I wanted to do was to go get
one
lunch.
One day at a time.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Can we just like,
I take it back. If there's a school that would let us come eat lunch there.
Yeah, just.
We'll say hi to
your kids.
If
you're the counselor or the principal.
Erin remembers when you came to her school.
Yeah.
Did you get lunch when you did that?
No. I got Erin. 303-222-5423. If you're an administrator, whatever, just text us. Like, you could bring guests in. What?
I'd like to point out that we got a text that said, those cookies are so good.
The what? Punxsutawney something? What are they called?
Punxsutawney Phil.
No, but what are they called? There's something stupid.
Spunkmeyer.
Spunkmeyer.
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to order them right now.
Okay.
Brian?
Yay.
School lunch.
All right. I think T-Hack will relate to this, being an Iowa boy growing up. Cinnamon rolls with chili. Oh,
yeah.
Most epic school lunch.
Didn't someone call us about this before?
Gooey, gooey. I feel like it. Yeah.
Bigger than the bowl of chili.
Yeah. And you dip the cinnamon roll in it. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of that savory and sweet.
I'm so into this.
Oh, me too. God. I really want to try it.
Yeah.
I was into the cinnamon roll. Not the rest.
You know, really?
No.
You don't eat chili?
No, it's always unclear what's at the bottom of the chili.
More chili?
Probably just beans.
Chili?
Beans and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? It's hidden under that. I don't like it. What do you want?
I'm so worried about you.
Do you want to read any of the texts?
Yeah, we got some other texts. Someone sent a website where you can buy classic school lunches. Ooh. It looks like it's like Gunther's, but there's an I in it. Gunther's.
Gunther's.
Gunther's. Someone said those are called cheesy mozzarella sticks.
Oh,
I work at a school.
Text that person back and get us into the school.
Okay, I will. Someone said the pizza 45 years ago was awesome. Turkey and Gravy Day was the best. We've also got Italian Dunkers. Oh, I think they were saying that might be what yours were called.
Maybe.
Italian Dunkers.
I always love breakfast for lunch. That was a double, too.
My daughter lived for breakfast for lunch.
Little hash brown.
French toast sticks.
Yep.
That you dip them.
I'm going to end on this one because I don't know how I feel. The mashed potatoes and gravy. That weird, salty, delicious, green gravy?
Green gravy?
I worry for this person.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.